Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not trying to insult you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. That's actually... Okay.
I think he's trying to insult me, kind of.
No. Okay, so there's a story out, and I'll be honest, I haven't read it, but it's... I hated the very first... The headline. It says, woman claims to know the way to trick men into doing household tasks. And it... Just the premise alone. Like, if you're with a man, you have to trick...
Mm-hmm.
To do how get a different guy.
I think you're okay, but you're hitting too heavy on the trick word. Because I think we're just different. I think we view the world differently. We view the household chores.
But even what you just explained off air, that's not a trick. You said that AHAC will ask you to dust. That's a question. That's a can you?
Or does she have to trick you with like she walks by seductively wearing half a. Thing.
Or being like, oh my goodness, my nose is so runny. I wonder if it's dusty here. Like,
no,
you should.
That's
dust.
Not a trick because I'm going to tell you.
That's a trick.
Yeah, but that's not going to work on me because that's too subtle.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I mean. That's yeah. A trick. That should never be a thing.
If you're subtle, you're not going to get a guy to do what you want. Like
anyone.
I read the story and you're nailing it, actually. Because that's what she said.
Oh, really?
It said that men don't want you to be coy. They don't like puzzles. They like clear communication. So instead of doing like what you said, it's dusty, and hopefully he picks up on the hints, you just go on and say, I want you to do this, and I will be happy when you do it.
Yes.
You literally say, this will make me happy.
Yes.
If you do that.
Yes, because the example
and
of...
And you think I care about your happiness.
Okay. Well, that's why you're the wrong guy.
When was the last time we had relations? If I'm trying... Okay.
You got to do the other stuff
first. You and T-Hack?
No, I meant me and the girl trying to use the happiness card. Because then are we allowed to do the same thing back?
Yes.
If you do this, I will be happy.
The amount of times I have told a dude that I'm dating, be blunt with me. Are you asking me on a date or are we just hanging out as friends? Like, I need you to be so direct with me.
So that's, okay, can I just say this?
Yes.
You just made the point that I made just when we first came on the air. I think you're more of a dude than a girl. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I just think, okay, here's what happened right before we came on the air. T-Hack said, AHAC will come in the room and go, oh my God, these floors are dirty. And he looks down and goes, what are you talking about?
Right. I just don't view, that's not in my, it doesn't
the
strike me that way.
The floor is down there to be dirty. That's where all the stuff, once, if I'm cleaning, I'm.
That's where it goes.
Yes. I'm shoving stuff.
Don't lift
off
up the rug, honey.
No, but you sort of do to a certain extent. It's like when you clean your body, do you clean your hair and like wash your way down?
Yeah.
Of course
you
do.
Yeah.
When you clean your car, you clean the top and wash your way down. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I got to do that with my house. I'm like, ooh, the counter's like, ka, 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 ka. And then I don't do the floors all the time, but when I do them, I do them last because I shove everything else onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I clean the counter every single day, 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah. And for me, I'm used to walking on bar floors as a DJ, like all that are the stickiest floors on earth. And so to me, it just never
you
even
get home and it's not sticky.
Yeah,
so therefore
it doesn't
clean.
Occur to me. I'm not trying to weaponize incompetence, as Aaron likes to say.
I have not said that this time.
You are holding on to that. That was months ago, dude. Months.
Not so incompetent at remembering things.
I purposefully haven't said that because I know it hurt him so bad last
that
time.
That is so passive. What are you doing?
I'm saying it just honestly, it doesn't even occur to me that.
I agree. Because I will say this. Like, when I was married, at different times in our lives, when the kids were young and it was just real rough, we would hire a cleaning lady to come in and do the house. And I would come home and go, holy crap, this place looks amazing. And she'd be like, what are you, I'm firing them. And you're like, what? It's like, what? Look at, they did it here. And you're like our eyes, I don't know what it is.
They're different. Yeah.
Like not even, like I'm serious. I walked in, I was like, breathtaking. Like I was like, what? And she's like, oh my God, they're the worst. I can't believe we paid them. Like, and I don't understand. Like, I'm not stupid and I'm not weaponizing, but how, and again, back to what I was saying before, I think you see life like we do, Aaron. I don't think you walk in, I think you probably kind of live a little like a slob. But I'm not, like, not, I'm not, and I don't
like
mean that.
Us.
As, like us. I'm saying like us. You live like us. I bet you could walk into my house and go, this is great. And then my ex-wife would walk in and be like, oh my God, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and for me, like the clear communication helps a lot. For example, I've talked about how I do the dishes. I know I can see dishes in the sink. That's good for me because I don't
will
have
you
to
mansplain it. Like I can see, I will do. Me see, me do.
Because I'm not good at picking up on the other stuff of like, well, when's the last time we washed the floors? I don't know. Are they dirty? It's like there are dishes. I can clean that. But also, my wife has told me that it makes her feel stressed when she comes down and like the kitchen is a mess and she sees dishes everywhere. So it's like, oh, now I understand that I'm not just doing the dishes because I'm getting it done. It also helps you. Like that was clear communication. And so now I just do them.
But what if you just did the floors? What do you think would happen? Like if just out of nowhere, because I know I'm bringing a really weird analogy home, but to me, it's like, I've asked Aaron this before and I think you say shoot big. Like if I were to buy you a blouse.
No, shoot small.
You want me to shoot small?
Yes.
So you want me to buy...
I'm a medium, so go with a small.
Well, if I got you a medium, you'd be really happy because I got it right. But if I got you a large, you'd be like, "What do you think? I'm huge, right?"
Or like, "Oh, you want it to be oversized?" Like, yeah, I don't know.
But so to that analogy, if Tiak thinks he's doing a good thing and he's doing the floors, and she's like, "What? I just did those." Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like they're
like
not-
if you think you're doing the right thing, it's like, what are you? What kind of a-hole, like, you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
It could potentially backfire on you.
I don't think it would, because I think AHAC would see, oh, he's putting in effort. I had said that the floors were dirty. Maybe I just did them, but he doesn't know that, so he's just trying.
Yeah, but it makes him look stupid.
I don't think so.
If he didn't know that she did it. It's like, are you that blind? Are you that dumb that you don't know that I literally did it before I went upstairs? Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's almost as insulting. It's one of those like, if you hit it right, you're in.
Especially if I'm selling it. Like, yeah, they just seemed real dirty, honey. I just cleaned them.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.